Section 17. Maximising your impact. You work on projects that are worthwhile, projects that count, projects that make a difference. In order to achieve this, you need to make all the elements of the marketing mix fit together. This task requires more than pushing buttons in the hope that sooner or later, something will work. Use the ideas in this section to connect all the components of your marketing in a way that reinforces and enhances them all. Create a control room. What about putting a sign on your office door that reads something like ABC Trial Communication Center? Think of the marketing campaign as if you are the NASA Houston Control Center guiding the Apollo missions in space. If there is an unused room in your building you can scrounge, occupy it and create a place where your team can meet discreetly to discuss ideas over coffee. Your office is the place where you coordinate and harmonize your marketing activities, such as training of the sales force, sales aides, the media, support to opinion leaders, advertisements, and mailings. The power is in the right mix. Be persistent. The illustration depicts the distance from transmitting information, for example the sales rep explaining a product to the physician, to the decision to adopt a new behaviour, for example the physician writing the first prescription, and finally to sustaining this behaviour, for example the physician continues to write prescriptions for the product. The process can go wrong at each step. It is vital that your message remain consistent at each stage of the process. It is a building process, each step reinforcing the previous one. Stick to your guns. Do not allow modifications to or variations from your message. Stick to your key message and the channels you have developed and tested for communicating it. Beware other people who want to change it to their own liking. Your goal is to align everyone's communication activities through constant training so that all are pulling in the same direction. Ask for drafts of articles for publication, press releases, advertisements and other material to be sent to you for your comments. Pay attention to the words used in these documents and, if necessary, suggest revisions. You are trying to ensure a consistent or at least similar vocabulary in all of these materials. Make sure that all documents use identical numbers. In other words, it should always be 49.5% or 50%. For the superficial reader, these are two different values. Make a decision on which to use and stick to it religiously in all written and oral communication. You need to reach a high degree of consistency and uniformity in your key message regardless of who communicates it. The more consistently your message is communicated, the higher the impact. The ideal 100% consistency is of course unrealistic, since you are dealing with stakeholders who have greatly varying interests. For example, the marketing department or the medical team, headquarters or affiliates, the company or opinion leaders, all have differing objectives. Trying to achieve a high degree of consistency across all these parties requires your constant attention and coordination. Keep in mind that you cannot communicate too often. Ensure continuity over time. Convey the same core message year on year. Repeat the identical key message over a long period, even to the point of getting sick of hearing your own message. Only then will your message stick. Resist the sales representative's call for change. You will face pressures for change from the sales force. In fact, many sales representatives will long for change. When they tell you that doctors want something new, it usually means that they, the sales representatives, want something new. The doctor may only be starting to remember your message and considering writing the first prescription, in which case any change to the message will cause the process to break down. Use the best mix of channels. Leaving printed material in the doctor's office has limited impact. Even if the doctor looks at it, he or she is unlikely to remember the content. Reading information in print is the least effective means of communicating. You need to show and tell. Illustrate your message with visuals from your sales aid. Presenting the message and explaining the diagrams in person is 5 times as effective as the doctor reading it silently in his or her office. Remember the power of personal presentation. You want to get noticed in your company. Remember, presenting your message in person is 5 times as effective as having someone read your email. Encourage a dialogue. Encourage the doctor to talk about your product. Ask questions. The more the doctor talks about your product, the greater the likelihood that he or she will remember it. Learning psychology underlines the effects of actions on memory. The first prescription is always the hardest to achieve, but once doctors have written one prescription, they are likely to continue prescribing the product because they will remember it. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Remember the mantra for an unforgettable message. Repeat, repeat, repeat. You may feel like you've hit the repeat button on your CD music player, but your customers may well forget your tune, and there are dozens of competitors out there who are all playing their own. The president of a leading global organization was asked the reason for his company's success. He answered that there were three key factors for their success: tell the doctor, tell the doctor, and tell the doctor. Retell, restate, and reaffirm your message to the prescribing physician repeatedly.